Blog Talk Radio.
Name has been changed.
Hey,
he come and saved me.
My name is not the same. You can call me Buddy Coleman.
Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on, and also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
And oh, madness. So apropos on the Eastern Coast and around New York City today, as wow, it was smoking. I-90s, feeling like 100. Today it's going to be that way for the next few days. But then again, hey, it's all part of summer madness. Cool and the Gang in the background. We're live. Our first show. NFL wise from MetLife Stadium. And we'll most likely be coming back on tomorrow as we'll be back in for the Giants. Jets and the Jaguars tonight. They open the preseason here at MetLife Stadium. Giants will be playing tomorrow against the Miami Dolphins. Bobby Green, head PR man of the Dolphins, wants the head PR man of the Yankees on the class acts of sports. Jets, Dolphins, getting ready to wind down on halftime here. Mets have lost again today. And it seems like that maybe the wheels have come off the wagon and they won't be riding in the playoffs. A lot of times you go, though. It's still all of August to play yet and all of September to play yet. So it's way too soon to count them out. And especially in wake of the fact that you start playing cutthroat in your respective divisions.
We'll see. Leave some sort of night. We're going to be playing in Boston. Tomorrow they will be a little game with Andy. So there's an article in the Metro where first guy said, hey, watch me. I've always said that. It's just remarkable to me as my enforcement says how they act like, hey, guys, only got this player. Steroids. Yeah. Only got this steroids. Only guy who lies. Only guy who cheats. You want to call him the biggest cheater? You want the biggest liar? That's what you say. But you continue that he's the only one, and prosecute his eyes younger. Wasn't it a black doctor in the first place? What? You call his name? Too wrong. And he pulled off from the day down here. We will talk to him. We'll talk to him here. Live updates from live department here. Just the Jaguars here. We see him in the room. Thursday, August 11th. At Life Stadium. The most of the stars, connections, a lot of numbers. That's what the. We like. We'll give that to you too. Clean gas over the house. You go play with the prayer. And then we'll compete live. There we are. Net Life Stadium. You're a jet. We have a great section here that nobody seems to recognize. Don't have to go without yards left. Like here. And like here. Put in the player people. Wasn't it a blonde duck nigga in the picture? I really did. Then I said, good Lord. We thank you for another day. More importantly, Lord, we ask you that you have your will and have your way. We thank you, Lord, for little things we so largely take for granted. Clothes on our back, shoes on our feet. We will not take it. We thank you, Lord, for little things. We thank you that when we woke up this morning, my mother said, clothes in the light of mine. We thank you, Lord, again that we woke up this morning.
Last night,
this morning, it's getting up. Mom said, if I need an extended, I'll cast it on the sea of forgiveness that never rise up against us on judgment day. We simply say thank you, Lord, in our humble, yet unsatisfactory way. We simply praise you, Lord, in the best way we can, yet that's still so sad. So we thank you, the Lord. And ask you to continue to bless those in our family, Miss Chandler's family, all families who have suffered ratifications of death or sickness.
Yes, I can. I'm going to pass.
Our beloved Rose and Hope. In the name of your darling son, Jesus. Amen. It's the 2-minute warning here in MetLife Stadium. And it's pretty fast. Let me see. It's only 8:40 and it's halftime, so that's not bad. It's the Jaguars and the Jets. Look at some other sports, too, that are happening around here. New Orleans is beating New Orleans 16-14 with 8 minutes to 30 seconds in the second half. And it's Tom Brady. We're looking at that game. Jets here for coming into halftime, trying to get the quarterback back on the same page. So that's a big factor as they looking to get back in the football game. You know what's happening in Brazil? It's the Olympics. And wow. Mr. Phelps is going to go for the gold medal again for the fourth straight time. It's the same gentleman. He's going to add a total of both gold medals and his total of Olympic medals. Americans gymnastic team looking to capture the gold again. They have dominated for the last three Olympics. Basketball team is doing well. Who's scared? They said Australia led them by 5. They won the game, but that's the bottom line. I was saying, who's at the number at the end of the game? And we got Pooster here with us. DM Smith is in the house, so we're gonna talk some football. We're gonna talk some basketball. And it's Sports in Depth, Live Side Radio. I'm Justin Hart, Radio Network. Pooster.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Calling. Okay, we got you. Okay, get DM Smith here too. Okay, okay. Well, yeah, hoops. DM football. His first half.
The Jets are looking like a rough team for their first game. They definitely could be playing a lot better. You know, they look kind of clumsy on defense, missing balls, and Blake Bortles was picking them apart in the first quarter. Chad Henne's doing the same thing in the second quarter, so it should be interesting to see what the Jets do after coming out of the half.
Well, it's a you want to get so you can't expect the Jets to be running also.
would you expect like this got there now, preseason game, they get two of them. Nobody's about it. So both of them got
it. Yeah, and, you know, Fitz looked good in the first half, my first quarter, I should say. And he got two completions to Anua, you know, two plays, 69 yards, and ended up on a touchdown. Fitz looked good for at least a couple drives. Geno Smith came in the second quarter and just completely bombed in the second quarter. Definitely, you know, needs to work on his game a little bit better, and maybe in the future he could be a starter for the Jets. But at this point, you know, I think it's going to be Fitz's team for sure. Marshall looked good running routes. You know, I've seen Jaguars are holding both of them, him and Decker. But that young kid Marshall, younger Marshall, he could really run. He could run routes very, very well. We haven't seen a lot of Kimbrel Tompkins, but we shall see if he comes out in the second half for the Jets, whether or not he runs routes or not. But I think the Jets are hopeful. Maybe they'll come out with a fire under them in the second half. So we shall see if the Jets look good in the second half coming up.
Yeah. You know, speaking of teams, you know, we're looking at the Ole Miss game, and you know, it's four games that the Patriots will be without Brady. They're trailing the game by a couple of points, but it's a big factor that they kind of, you know, you talked about the coming out here, that if they do 2-2, they're really ahead of the game. If they do 500, hold the fourth down until Brady gets back. I've always said that all New England had to do is win this division. They beat the Jets, they beat Buffalo, they beat Miami, that's 6 wins. They play 500 ball with the 10 games left. They're going to win the division and win double digits.
Absolutely. Garoppolo, very underrated QB. Obviously, he's the wingman for Tom Brady. But like I said, if the Patriots can hold their record 2-2 while Brady's out, Brady will come back with a fire under his butt. He's gonna be ready to play. He's gonna be excited to play. He's gonna show up all these teams. You know, he's gonna come out with that vengeance. You know, I just got suspended 4 games. Guess what? I'm back. You know, Brady plays that way. He plays with that grit, that integrity. He wants to make sure that that team wins. And I know for a fact that Brady's gonna come out and play so well once he gets off that suspension. There's no way that the Patriots don't win without him. You know, they're gonna go 2-2. I think they'll go 2-2. But you know, Garoppolo has learned enough under Brady. I believe that, you know, he could even go 3-1 or maybe 4-0 to start the year. Maybe, who knows?
That would be something. Maybe 4-0 without Brady. And I tell everybody, you know, that game against Denver, and that game went into overtime, the Patriots would have beat the Broncos. As we see now in retrospect, Manning was shot. That you know, what he had done in that game was all he was going to do offensively. The defense won that game, but more importantly, had that game went into overtime, the Patriots would have been back in the Super Bowl. No ifs and buts about that. But the Jets and the Jacksonville winding things up here for the first half. Minute and 10 seconds left to go. The big story, too, is I'm going to get the guys over talking about A-Rod. So we got you there. Tonight, you say basketball team down by 5 at the half, won the game by 10. That's the line, Huso. Winning at the end and losing period. Was there really some concern last night about them losing to Australia?
No, it was a good game. They gave them a tough game. Don't forget, some of the guys from Australia playing the NBA. You got one guy NBA, so that's the only team who will give them a threat is Australia. So,
Anthony got
hot.
Who's the two guys from the NBA that play with Australia?
Yeah, Andrew Bogut and the guard from the Spurs.
Is either one from Australia?
Yes.
Wait, they both were, huh? Down under, huh?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So then you're saying, for all intents and purposes, America has had its biggest test, and they passed it, and the gold medal should be like a foregone conclusion right now.
Right. No problem.
Kim, can we talk
about And also, I got some more news from the NBA.
Good. One more thing. Sports Network Live Radio on the Trust and Government. We're live from MetLife Stadium. Jaguars against the Jets. Dean Smith here. joining our staff and crew. So glad to have. Can we talk one more time? You know, you were really taken back, Hoopsa, by Westbrook committing and staying with OKC. Okay, he's done that. Now, how good is that team? What do they have to do? I mean, they lost Durant. Okay, so you can't lose a guy like Durant. You probably have, of course, the best backcourt forward combination in the game. So now, what do they have to do? I mean, he's made this commitment. Okay, fine. But, you know, where are the players? Are they going to get the players to make this a better team? And is it a possibility remotely? I mean, remember, LeBron James came back. Maybe Durant comes back. This contract, he can opt out after 1 year.
Oh,
you know, he could come back. How do you see
about
that scenario?
Speak about LeBron James. He just signed a new contract, 3 years, $100 million with an opt-out year. He's one of the highest paid in the NBA.
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised, you know, LeBron getting paid. I mean, LeBron has been one of the great players that ever played this game. And, you know, he, so much like Wade, he kind of sort things out. He didn't lose money along the line like Dwayne Wade did, but he kind of wanted to see what direction it was going to go. He had the 2 years set up. They went to the finals. Love got hurt. Irving got hurt. Okay, this year they come back and they won it all. And you know, it could have been a good city because, hey, you know, sayonara. But he's made a commitment. And, you know, for that kind of money, it's not hard. You know, let him all go. But on the other hand, how good of a team is Casey? You can't lose a guy like Durant. Okay, you kept Westbrook, but, you know, what does the team have to do? I mean, they definitely got a big hole. Durant's gone. So, I mean, are they still a playoff caliber team?
Yeah, they'll still make the playoffs. But they're a lot of cap space. I think they'll sign a couple of free agents, like Blake Griffin will be a free agent coming up soon. So don't forget he's from there. So if they sell a couple of free agents, I think they'd be back in there. I think they're like the fifth or sixth seed. I think they'll make the playoffs.
Jim, we talked earlier about Mr. James, the big contract. How do you see it, Casey? I mean, you lose a guy like Durant, who's hard to replace. Westbrook committed, which was a surprise, you know, Jim. A lot of guys thought Westbrook was heading out to L.A., and I think a lot of what Durant did was to see what Westbrook was going to do. But overall, first of all, I just don't see Casey nowhere being
well there. Well, Durant is a big, big player. I mean, nothing wrong about that. I think definitely he's not being there. Definitely hurts OKC's chances of making a run. But Westbrook is a class player. You know, he'll score points for OKC. And like Hoop said, you know, Blake Griffin's coming up on the free agent market. OKC has to make a run at him if they want to have another 1-2-4 on him. Otherwise, there's no way that they make a run against Golden State or even LeBron and the Cavs. So,
the important blocks are great. A lot of MetLife Stadium, where we're actually the Jets and the Jacksonville baseball Chiefs. There's so much to talk about. A-Rod is who will be his last game in Boston, and tomorrow's last game in Yankee. Is it possible to say? I mean, LeBron came back. This contract is the way it's set up with Durant. He can opt out after 1 year and come on back. I think a lot of what he wanted to see was what Westbrook was going to do. Is it a possibility he could come back?
It's tough to say. I mean, if LeBron likes what he has in Cleveland, I know he's won that one championship for Cleveland. He wants to bring maybe a couple more back. You know, they got to still support him with supporting players. Obviously, you want Kyrie back. You want Kevin Love back. You want these big guys back to support LeBron. Like we had talked about earlier, LeBron needs those surrounding guys who doesn't do all the work. You know, the Cavs played so well in the finals because LeBron wasn't necessary underneath the rim. He played the outside. He drove the lane, which is what LeBron does so well. LeBron can only do so much when he's got a rebound, an assist, score points.
So
now that you have the surrounding team that's really, really support him the best way, you're letting the guy score more points than anybody in the league. And if he were to opt out and maybe, you know, send Love to OKC and support with Westbrook on his side, and maybe Griffin then becomes a piece that they added to have a big three down there, it's certainly a possibility.
Hmm. The big talk is Sports and Blog Talk Radio live from MetLife. The big talk, DM, is that the Rams going to be a disruptive force in KC. They're not going to gel. They're not going to get together. I'm saying, well, you know, what about they do get together? If that happens, there's going to be more possibility. They could win another 70 games. Maybe not 73, but they could win another 70 games.
I think the tough thing with Golden State is that they have so many players that are top-tier players that could be starting guys in other teams and star guys in other teams. I think you'll see that team for the first month or two really trying to blend the chemistry with Durant. He comes in, you know, he's a star player. He's, I don't want to say he's equal to LeBron or equal to Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, but he's got the caliber shot. Can hit key shots when they need him to. But he's got to meld in with this Golden State. He can't come in thinking, oh, this is my team now. He has to come in thinking, oh, what can I do to help the team, not make the team mine? You know, I think that's something that Durant really needs to take the focus if they want to play well and possibly break that record again of 73 or 74 wins for that matter.
Watching the Block Talk Radio on the Thurston Garden Network, 22 seconds left here in the first half of the game. It looked like it was going to be zipping right along here, but things got to kind of get a little stagnant there. Jets and Jacksonville getting ready to have halftime, and we also got the game of against the New Orleans Saints, and they're going to have halftime. Hoops are the women's basketball team. Unbeatable.
What, the Olympics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of the United States, yeah, definitely. And also, I like what he said about Golden State, but like they said, it's going to take a few months to gel. And like I was saying before last week's show, I don't think it's going to work. So we're going to see. They got too many shooters, so I just hope they just got to play as a team. They'll win over 60 games, but I don't think they'll win a championship. Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, the point here is this. They didn't win last year with that team. So, but I mean, as GM said,
yeah, with Kyrie Irving, that was key.
Well, I mean, I think the thing here too. I think, you know, Durant is the kind of guy. Durant could he could play. I don't like this kind of term. He could play power forward. He could play small forward. He could shoot from the outside. I mean, if these were, I think the fact that they all came to Durant, they must have said one or two things, man. Do what we have to do to play with you.
I mean,
Curry came to see him. Green came to see him. Jerry West. I think they said, hey, look, man, hey, you know, we will do what we have to do to play with you. Or we can play together.
You know what I mean?
Come on and work with us. Something had to be, you know, as that old saying I say, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. I mean,
something had to be.
I mean, when they said, I mean, here you go, man, and you're standing here. Here comes Jerry Jeter. Here comes Mario Rivera. Here comes Alex Rodriguez. Here comes Robinson Cano. They say, hey, look, Doc, we want you to play with us, man. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, hey, that says something. And not more or less, you know, here's a guy who's retired, you know, like, you know, a Willie Mays
or 8 years, whatever else, you know, we want you to be with us.
I think. They are set to make the needed adjustments to play with him. I mean, as GM just said, you know, Durant, he ain't Curry, he ain't James, but he is Durant. He's won more scoring titles. I think he's a more proven player over the course of time than what Stephon is. Stephon is just elevated to the superstar status. LeBron is definitely there. So, I mean, I just think, first of all, what if everybody's wrong and they can work together? But I'm thinking, they came to him. Hey, man, can we talk to you for a minute? That means a lot. Hey, you got a minute? They came to him. So I don't think they came to him and told him, well, hey, man, you know, we want you to come in. Then they're going to change their mind. I think they must have said, look, man, we can do this. You know, not to mention that if the 5 minutes you take from me, I can rest up. The 4 minutes you take from Thompson, he can rest up. Just 5 minutes, you know, hey, we'll be a better, stronger team because now we can give them a strong 29 minutes instead of a strong 35. So, you know, it'd be interesting. I mean, you know, and good players can play together. I remember Oscar Robertson told me when he came to the Bucks, the first thing he had to do was find out the weakest link, which was a guy named Greg Thompson. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think they're working now. I think they're putting things together now. And if anybody can do it, I think they have a remote outside shot if they can work together. I remember when Dr. J joined the Sixers. And they asked Wolf Frazier, what do you think about Dr. J going to the Sixers? Now, I remember what Clyde said, has any team went 82-0? Okay? Thinking that the team would work with Doc. That case, that was the case. But these guys work together. I mean, they're definitely going to win 60 games. Plus, I mean, the Spurs are weaker. I mean, they're just one of the great players. So Duncan's gone. So they're not a stronger team. OKC is a weaker team because they lost Durant. Okay, so the Clippers are suspect because anybody on that team can get hurt between Blake and GP3. So they got a shot. They got a shot. They got a real good shot, in my opinion. And the biggest thing, and then don't forget what Howard Weston told us last week. Everybody talks about, you know, guys who can't play together. He gave us a great solution to that, Earl of Pearl Monroe. Yeah, Earl's coming to Knicks today. They're going to need two balls. They're going to need three balls. He can't blend in. They were wrong. So, you know, you could be wrong here. Sports of the Blocks are great on the Festival Network. Network. At halftime here at the Jets and MetLife Stadium. The Giants will be here tomorrow. They will be playing old buddy Harvey Green. Used to be the head PR man for the Yankees. Yeah, this call is Andrew. Andrew Azari, senior sports writer from Zestle Magazine. Andrew's been everywhere. He's going to join us. 646-200-0373. Anybody else out there too? It's 646-200-0373. 646-200-0373. And Alex Rodriguez is about ready to play his last game in Boston. And Big Poppy left. We got to get a scoop on that. He left the game today with. It was yesterday? Okay. He left yesterday, and is he all right? Yeah. Is he okay?
Yeah.
I think that was his big problem. He's having a problem with his feet his whole career. He gets some new feet, he's staying with longer. The story of him was I heard that he was down in DR, and it was Pedro Martinez who spoke up for him and said he wanted him, and the rest is history. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk about a friend, Clive Davis, who used to be, ironically, Clive Davis was the first African-American ball boy who led the Jets back in the day of Joe and the Jets. So he passed away not so long ago. Andrew was part of the movement to... Well, we're working on a memorial for him, Andrew, aren't we, for Clive?
Yeah.
Andrew. Andrew, senior sports writer. It's just a legendary name around. You say Andrew, you know you're talking about one of the hardest working men in sports. Clive, an integral part of our circle, integral part of the media, African American and non African American. A little shocking because it didn't seem like he was sick. He had the heart attack. And then the next thing you know,
he had a stroke.
Okay.
He had a major
okay.
stroke. I had worked with him the Thursday before we covered the Knicks Chicago game. And it was really interesting because we were in the locker room of the Bulls and Derrick Rose was sitting there just listening to the music. And Doc was like, you know, let's try to talk to him. And I said, I don't think that, you know, he'd want to speak with us, you know, because a lot of the ball players don't like to speak before the game, especially
here.
High-profile players.
And to New York City.
Right, right. So, you know, I walked over to him, and, you know, I said, you know, can we have a couple of minutes? And to my surprise, he said, yeah. So because Clyde noticed that he had a tattoo on his left ankle of Martin Luther King and a tattoo on his right calf of Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I started asking him, how did they come about?
Yeah.
It wasn't really about basketball.
Yeah.
To sort of just bring the question along. And then afterwards, Clyde looked and winked at me and he said, see, I told you he talked to us. But that's the kind of guy that Clyde was. Wasn't afraid to take chances. Was always on top of things. Never was frustrated. Never got angry, never disappointed. He just took everything in stride, and you know, unfortunately, he was called on a higher being.
I remember, we were talking about that he was mentioned that he was one of the first African-American boys for the Jets. He's always down in the tennis circuit. I remember the 1967 All-Star game in Montreal, which was the first time anybody had a triple-double in the All-Star game. Michael Jordan was MVP that game. We were all making that midnight train back to New York City, family down there, and we all made the train. And great guy, miss him immensely. And
we're gonna do a big tribute to Clyde in his honor right before the start of the NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely let everyone involved, everyone that knew him, know exactly when and where it's gonna take place. Because the basketball season had long been over, and a lot of the local guys were out doing their own things. So a lot of them were not able to come to the wake, which I did have the pleasure of attending under, you know, very, very difficult and sad circumstances. But I know Clyde, he probably would have been a little embarrassed all of the attention and
No need for that.
Right,
yeah, I
mean, exactly. You know how low-key he was.
I was looking at some of the videos. It's been like 3 years, going on 4 years, that Steve Ninja passed away.
Yeah, I
remember his services too. And then Hoops, you know, Dean, like I remember Earl Monroe was there, and him and Dean were tight. Kyle Ramsey was there. John Stark came on through. Spike was there, but I said, wow, man, you know, my uncle told him this story years ago. He said he had a cousin who said, you know, he said, you know, you don't mind dying, but you stay dead so long. And, man, you look around, man. Time flies. Wasn't the Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government Network. It's halftime. It's the Jets-Jaguars game. Tomorrow's Giants will be here, back-to-back preseason games played at MetLife Stadium. Both New York teams looking for a new season. Looking forward to, I mean, one win here or there, getting back to you, DM. You know, everybody's talking about Fitzgerald. Everybody's talking about the years they had. They won 10 games. They had 1,000 yards yesterday. Two guys who grabbed 1,000 yards. But DM, Andrew, they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. I don't think it's one of the reasons why they didn't make the playoffs. They had a little more. We couldn't go 500 against Rex Ryan and Buffalo. I mean, who's that last game? To a touchdown, and just turned the whole game and the season around. But I just don't see what was the big factor bringing Fitz back to other guys out there. I mean, the guy has a losing record. I'm serious. The guy has a losing record.
You can't tell me that you would have preferred to start the season with Geno Smith.
I agree.
What is Geno?
No. What I'm saying is we had the opportunity to get some other guy like RG3.
To me, RG3 is just a carbon copy of Geno Smith, maybe on a little higher level. I don't think RG3 would have been the answer.
It's only five INTs. Yeah, and we know that.
But you know that this is a what have you done for me lately league.
The world, you're right.
Right? Now, what has RG3 done lately?
Practice did it all last year. What's the exception gives in the playoffs?
Well, you know, they always say that, you know, when a team is going well, can't always, you know, point to the quarterback, and when a team is going bad, you can't always point to the quarterback. Last year, I think it was a collective success, even though they didn't make the playoffs.
Henry, 1,000 yards rushing, 2,000 yards passing, and won 10 games. It's one of those things. I remember, I didn't make the playoffs, but it was a good season. And more yet.
Wait. Don't even bring up Tony.
Yeah, no, please.
You mentioned guys like Joe Montana. Well, I see it as wins and losses. I see it as wins and losses, and what have you done in the playoffs? So just count.
You know,
just count.
So what do you think? How about the Cowboys?
How about them? more like, what about them? You know.
There you go. There you go, man. What are the blocks like
industryrules.com is the magazine, yeah. Yeah, I'm still with Latino Sports as well. Definitely. That's one group that I'll always work for, even for free.
You know, Latino Sports, kind of clout in here. I remember the last time I was still with Fredo Predictions was at an affair with Latino Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Martinez coming down to an affair with Latino
mm-hmm.
Sports. I mean, so that's all you need to know. Wolf of Valdez, the boxing championship.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who uncomfortable to beat Floyd Mayweather. Pedro Martinez couldn't beat.
Come on now,
I got a thin guy that beat him. But,
if they could catch him.
See, the problem is, 15 rounds, he's going to catch up with him in those days. And he's not going to run.
But he wasn't fighting 15 rounds.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's for them, though. But if he's back in the day, I'm not his time.
So then Mike Tyson wouldn't have had a chance against Ali, Frazier, guys like that?
At any time. At any time. I tell you what. Tyson, Joe Frazier is a good fight. Tyson, Joe Frazier is a good fight. That's a good fight. That's a real good fight, you know.
Can we get back to the Jets for a second?
Well, hey, this is MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, Gio's starting the third quarter, Doc.
They have a real, real tough schedule.
Yeah.
The Jets have a real tough schedule. You know, I think that they need to come out strong, especially given the fact that New England's not going to have three for the first four games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing about that Patriot team and that Bill Belichick system. He surrounds players with guys that pick up the slack from other guys.
Yeah, you know, Mommy said it. You always get, you know, reminds you so much of Red Auerbach with the Celtics. He would snatch a guy that everybody thought was done and would help the Celtics win another championship. Red Auerbach. Yeah. Red Auerbach. And you know the thing about Red, you know, Red that was the first guy to put five black players out on the floor. But you're right. Auerbach would take the guy that everybody thought was done and put him in a Celtic lineup. David, is that my brother out there? Is that my cousin? Is that my husband? What's that? Brother, talking about the system guard network. Andrew Rosario, the Hoop is here, and him. He's going to be part of the team now, maybe. Talking football.
But I think it's easily possible. I mean, Garoppolo, again, like I said earlier, he's an underrated QB who plays under Brady. You know, if you look at the guys that were under him, they came and they stepped up. You know,
Aaron Rodgers.
And Rodgers, too, and under Brett Favre.
Okay.
You know, Garoppolo can play the game. And he may not have the starts to back it up.
Right.
But he can come in and play the game well.
We know one thing, that he's not going to come out throwing the ball like Brady. That's going to be seriously a run.
Well, you know, Andrew, when you make it here, you know, when Brady started, he didn't come out throwing the ball either. Remember, he didn't come out throwing the ball either.
No. Remember, when he came in, it was because Drew Bledsoe got blown up by one of the Jets. I think it was the linebacker that blew up.
I forget his name.
But at that point in the season, their playoff run pretty much was established. They were going to the playoffs. But now, again, if you're an opposing team that's going to face Garoppolo, you're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. You know, you're gonna put eight guys in the box, right, to stop that running game to make him pass. You know, now I'm looking at the Jets' schedule. Their first four games, they've got Cincinnati at home, that's a winnable game. Then they go to Buffalo, and Buffalo, they could be 1-15, and they will still give the Jets a tough time.
Everything is
okay. Then they come back home and they play Kansas City. That's not an easy game. And then they play
Pittsburgh.
Seattle.
Pittsburgh. Wow.
All right, so they can easily be 1-3 at the end of the first 4 weeks. Best case scenario, 2-2.
That KC game would be.
Which I don't see. Can they beat the Bengals? Yeah. Buffalo is a toss-up because it's in Buffalo.
There's a good chance they could mess around and be 1-1 or 0-2 after the Buffalo game.
You don't want to have a must-win game in the first four games of the season. You don't want to have anyone do that. And especially here in New York City, right, where, you know, these Jets fans are rabid as they come. You know, they'll be having, you know, they'll be hanging players in effigy in the parking lot. You know.
Talking about your mother.
Exactly. So,
I think they're going to do this Pittsburgh.
Your defense has improved, you know. Let's see what they can do. They can establish a running game.
Well, just kind of looking at that first game, I mean, it was only one preseason game, but they did look a little disheveled in that first quarter.
Like the first series, they basically got run down the field, and the guy got the touchdown pass.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to put too much stock in one
preseason.
In one series of downs on either side of the ball. So, you know, and I'm looking at their schedule. After the first four games, then they go to Pittsburgh, they go to Arizona.
Woo.
Right then and there, that looks like two losses. Right, then they got the Ravens. Then they host the Ravens, which I would say is a toss-up. They got the Browns at the Browns, which should be a win. They play Miami the way Buffalo plays the Jets, so they could win in Miami.
Yeah, right.
And they've got to play the Rams. I think that's a win because it's here. And
yeah, they got that rookie quarterback, so they should beat them.
For a 1 o'clock game, which means their clock is at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And they have a bye. You know, that bye probably, I think by week 11, you're going to know whether or not the Jets are going to make the playoffs or not. You know, then they got the Patriots, the Colts. And they got to go out to San Francisco. They come home against the Dolphins. And the last two games, the division games, against the Patriots and Buffalo. So even a 10-6 record, just like last year, might not be good enough for them to get into the
And then what you say, the other way around, is 10.
Yeah.
Easy.
Right. Now, you know, their defense is going to have to step up. Like, their defense played relatively well last year. You know, they had some spurts where they weren't playing well. But overall, but again, if you don't put points on the board, you're not going
to
win.
Yeah. I mean, you have to have something to defend. Seattle, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, just very, very good football team. You know, England's always a tough game for them, and it's tough for Buffalo. Yeah, wow. Sports in the Block Talk Radio, live from Live Stadium. This time for Angel Rosario, team Hoops is there. Hoops are, I guess you concur. I mean, you see the Pittsburgh game being a big loss. Well, let's look, Andrew.
Well, there's his world. Their goal is not as tough as the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Their problem is, one, can they keep Victor Cruz healthy? Can you know they need significant upgrades from their cornerbacks and from their pass rushers? They were like last on defense in practically every category. So they made some major moves and signed some major free agents in the offseason.
That's a lot of money.
The guy that's on the hot seat, Jerry Reese.
Falling to the purpose, everybody's got to make the playoffs. The Leafs got to get there. Man's got to get there. The Giants got to get the playoffs. This is the playoff year. Go make the playoffs and just, you know. DM?
I kind of agree. I think if Cruz stays healthy, you got two guys that can run routes and Eli can easily find him. But I also think they need to make sure that the O-line protects Eli, because if Eli is getting hit every other play, there's no way they score.
Yeah.
And the defense can only hold up so much. It's like watching the Jets, too. Defense can only do so much. If they're on the field for majority of the game,
they're not going to produce.
And on the flip side, the Giants' defense, it really is going to be a hit-or-miss season with all these new acquisitions. I mean, you can only do so much with a secondary that's got, I think, three or four new guys that can come in and start. And on top of Obu Kamara, and if Obu Kamara can stay healthy, you know, it's going to be a difficult defensive season for the Giants. I think offensively, again, like you said, if Bruce can stay healthy, you've got a great one.
And they're talking about this kid Shepard. So now, if you get all three healthy, he could maybe pick up this. I remember that play of Cruz got hurt too. You know, he caught the ball against Seattle, and he went up the field. They said he had obtained 1,000 yards and boom, boom, boom. And then Carroll challenged the play. And he won the challenge. They took the yards away. And Cruz, a guy who comes from UMass, Dr. J territory, was a big surprise, an integral part of the Giants offense. And he's been missed. He'll be a big, big, big plus. But like I said, I think we've concurred that this is the first playoff season for the Giants. And if not, more heads are going to roll, especially in the wake of all the money that was spent.
I'm excited to see what Ben McAdoo does as his first year as Giants head coach. I think he really produced a team that can play north and south, but also play the West Coast style, pass short, but also pass long. I mean, they don't really have a running game. Giants never really had a running game since Bradshaw and Jacobs were there. But at the same time, you know, Eli can throw the ball. So we'll see if McAdoo keeps him up with the long ball or even with the short ball. But one way or another, that ball's going to be thrown through the air 50 times a game if it's forced or not.
Well, like I said, ironically enough, they'll be here tomorrow playing their first preseason game. We're back-to-back preseason game. Giants fans, Jets fans get a chance to look at their teams here on a Thursday, Friday. And the weather's going to be hot, hot, hot. Israel, 3,000 hits, joining the 3,000 hit club. Alex Rodriguez, the guy who has all the numbers, but it seems like maybe that this Stuart Stanley comes from him. Big Poppy will be out for a few days. He's in his last season with great players, too. That was a problem. USA basketball team won last night to continue their quest toward the gold medal. Carmelo Anthony became the all-time winning point scorer in USA history. I mean, he's had some great players play. Well, they haven't played that many. I mean, but the names that have been on the Olympic team, Iverson and George, Oscar Robertson and Jerry West. You know, I read too, Hoopster, that Oscar and Jerry on the Olympic team, DM, they both got gold medals only because they were two captains. Nobody else's team got a gold medal. Yeah. And, Jim, what's
that? I want to say it is 17-13. We're now 8:55 left in the third quarter.
8:55 left in the score.
17-13.
And Doc.
17-13, Jacksonville.
No, Jets.
Okay. So, Jets. So that's amazing. Look, we're talking about how out of seat they look. We're talking about how they were. The bad. 17-13,
you believe?
You know, that's not bad to be bad.
Geno threw his first touchdown, the preseason game. Geno threw his first touchdown.
Really? Geno. Oh, Geno Smith, this sort of forgotten man in this whole thing.
We want to, the Sports of Death family and panel want to send our ESPN and our condolences to John Sanders. From sports reporters, he was 61 years old. He's going to be well missed. We just want to reach out for the ESPN family about John Saunders. Real good commentator.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's
going to be well missed.
Not so long ago, and now. I remember still, he was in the locker room at the time, and he asked the guy, he said, where do you work, you know? The guy had ESPN tag on, and John said, he down to me and said, "Come on, work for us. Get me in camera, man. Come on, work with us, man." Oh, goodness. Good Scott. Oh, my. What about the rest of the Chiefs are now back in control here in the third quarter. And I think tomorrow the Giants are here. I think Andrew has told you and the GM has concurred. It is a must-win season for the Giants. And the Jets, Tennessee, is not only maybe not make the playoffs, there's a good chance they won't make Tennessee. So they have a brutal, brutal, brutal.
Hey, the pattern want to laugh? I know you all remember Mark Sanchez, right? He just threw an interception.
Yeah. That's the Mark we know. That's our boy.
At least he ain't doing the bump.
At least he ain't doing the bump, Doc. Wayne talked about how systematically things were taken away from him. And he didn't have the offensive line he had before. He didn't have the offensive line. And then he was a guy who started out with a fur coat. Now he was sitting there with just a jacket. And
well, he got no excuse now. He got a good offensive line now. No excuse now.
I can't. What's remarkable is that he always has on his feet. Remember Philadelphia, Denver. So whoever wins the Super Bowl next year, there's a good chance that Mark Sanchez will be on their roster. You know, just get the best 2 seasons of football, and Mark Sanchez will be on one of those teams. So it's remarkable. Marvin Gaye takes us away as we get ready to leave our show here today. Leave with three thoughts in here. No, that's not. Life's most assistant, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Favors to others is really pay for your space on earth. That's Muhammad Ali. Favors was the king. I am my brother's keeper, Roberto Clemente, and my brother, all coach, Nelson Mandela. And Hardesty will take us out. After Marvin Gaye will have this to say, Marvin Gaye opens our show. And we'll be back tomorrow. Andrew, you can Jack? Okay. He won't be there tomorrow. I was hoping to catch up with Andrew tomorrow. But with that, Marvin Gaye have his say as we're going on with Giants and Jaguars here at Madden Champ tomorrow. The Jets and the Jaguars. And tomorrow is going to be the
I just
want to
ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares? Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
die. That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Life. But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live. The children, oh, for the children.
See,
oh,
let's save the children. Let's Let's save all the children.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the store that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sammy. Take it away, good Doc.
And I will.
Hey, Renee.
Well, we'll get away. Jets and Jaguars here at MetLife Stadium. Jets have the lead in the third quarter of a preseason football game. Jets here tomorrow night against Harvey Green's Miami Dolphins. And, hey, we got to go into the show. I can be with Hoopsa was here. Liam Smith and Andrew Lazzotti. Life's most persistent of learning question is, what are you doing for others? Dr. Martin Luther King. Service to others, we make you safe, peace, faith, and earth. I'm not late. I am my brother's keeper, Brother Clement. And my brother's coming home from Nelson Mandela. Me, by the grace of God. Let you stay. Trust in God. Rosie, and our friend. Samuels, Theodore Muto Sumente.
I try to tell myself that it was
Larry
Weiss,
thank you for it. Mr. Weiss, thank you.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
Mm-hmm.